What's up, good people? You already know what time it is. Another episode of King's Landing. It's your boy, Jerry King. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter at @_TheKing_. And follow my brother, Brian, at KingHead57 on Twitter and Instagram. Shout out to the good people at the Barbershare Network. Follow them on Twitter and IG at BarbersChairNet. Subscribe to the Barbershare Network Patreon at patreon.com/BarbersChairNetwork. And visit the bcnet.com for more. Ooh-wee. We are. The new league year has not officially started. By the time you listen to this, this will be a new league year. We will officially be in the 2024 NFL season. Everybody 0-0. And, you know, the Falcons are looking for their first playoff berth since 2017. We have officially moved on from Arthur Smith, moved into the Raheem Morris era. And the one thing that we all know the Falcons got to solve for is quarterback. And, you know, it's a couple options out there. It's a man by the name of Justin Fields in Chicago that people want the team to trade for. There's, you know, players in the draft that the fans want the team to trade up to draft. But, you know, there's a gentleman who likes to wear iced out chains and get fitted for gold grills that dons the purple and gold in Minnesota that is now on his way to take up residency in Atlanta, Georgia. One Kirk Cousins is on his way to Atlanta on a four-year, $180 million deal. Young man got paid. First, I want to congratulate Kirk on being a fourth-round pick. He was never expected to start. He was supposed to be the backup to RG3 all the way back in 2012. And to become one of the four highest-paid players ever, to never win an MVP, to never win a Super Bowl. He's a Hall of Famer in the terms of business of football. Let's just start there. He's going to make over $250 million as Kirk Cousins.
Call him Captain.
Hey, Captain Kirk, baby. Captain Kirk. But he is the Atlanta Falcons quarterback now and
moving forward.
Moving forward for the next 24 months, at least, one Kirk Cousins. I hope they give him number one, too.
No, you know, he's going with the forever eight.
Man. Yeah, man. How you feel about Kirk? How you feel about Kirk, baby? Shoot, last time we talked, Kirk was just, it was like, Kirk. That was fast.
You know, we're buying the arm, not the foot.
Hey, say that for the people one more time.
We're buying the arm, not the foot. I know this is football and this sport is played from the ground up. But when you plan quarterback, you need to be able to process and deliver the football where it needs to be in open spaces and matriculate the ball down the field. Kirk Cousins does that way better than what Desmond Ridder was doing last year and Mariota in the previous year. So, top five arm, in my opinion.
Kirk of Falcon, I ain't top five arm.
Top five arm. Don't give me no Justin Fields. We tested the running experiments. Arthur done seen the running experiments, and he's seen this team go to the Super Bowl twice with pocket passers. Not this specific team, but this franchise.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Chris Chandler can throw that 12 on. We can take it back to 98.
Exactly. Kirk will be a great leader in this locker room with these young minds. Especially if we don't sign Calais, you need that veteran leadership in that locker room. And so you're bringing in the new regime, set the precedence with Kirk Cousins. And he can operate this offense at least as well as Matt Stafford can run this offense. In my opinion, with better weapons.
I don't disagree. When you put it like that, like Stafford got a cannon, but I don't know if I could confidently say Matt Stafford quarterback's better than Kirk Cousins. I can work with that. I can work with that. If anything, they're equals. At worst case,
if anything,
they're equals. You can't say, I can say, like you said, Kirk Cousins can at least do what Matt Stafford is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin O'Connell came from McVay. Zach Robinson was learning under Kevin O'Connell. Kirk Cousins gonna walk in day one. I read something that was like, Kirk Cousins is not having to learn a new offense. He can install this offense. It's like Zach Robinson is a first-time play caller, and you got Kirk. You ain't got to worry about, do they mesh? Does the offense fit his talent? You're not walking in with Zach Robinson having to teach a rookie how to be a quarterback in the NFL and then learn the offense, and then we play. It's like, I got Kirk. He's talking to Kirk right now.
Exactly.
What's your favorite plays? We installing those first. Who do you like? What are your body types? I mean, it just – Kirk was not on my radar. Like, when it first bubbled up, I definitely had, like, what the hell? I don't know Kirk.
Absolutely.
I don't know Kirk. What the hell want Kirk, bro? I can go get Russ for the vet men. Why do I want Kirk? I can go get Justin Fields. Mac Jones got traded for a 6th-round pick. I can go get Justin Fields for cheap. I don't want no Kirk. But, you know, J.J. McCarthy. But it's like, the more you sit and think about it, it's like, yeah, bro, Kirk makes sense. Kirk was leading the league in touchdowns before he got hurt.
Balling.
Kirk was slinging that thing. I told somebody, I was like, Kirk, a top 10 quarterback. Where? The stats, bro. I said the same thing. I came to peace that Kirk is a de facto top. He might be 10. When you say top 10, people say he's not Mahomes. I ain't say that.
We didn't say that.
Kirk.
When it's time to put the ball on the money,
It's few better
than
Kirk.
That's all I need.
It's few
better. That's all I need. And we have the weapons. Just like we said last year, just give them the ball. Put the ball in their hands and give them space. Now we have speed too. You need somebody to deliver the deep ball.
Yep. And it's like you learn that the hard way. Like, we just need somebody to be an average quarterback and get the weapons the ball. I apparently got to pay $40 million to get that.
But if that's what it costs for Big Arthur to sleep at night, he's doing it every time.
Yep.
And you got to think about what Kirk looks like as the face of the organization as well. Arthur Blank was so used to the polished Matt Ryan leading interviews and leading his team out on the field and just being a leader in the locker room that he was like, no, we can't go with this youngness right now. He's probably going to draft. I can still see him drafting somebody and using Kirk's brain, just like how they were supposed to use Matt Ryan's brain at the tail end of his career to groom a quarterback for the future.
Yep.
That can grow with this team. Bijan going into his second year. Kirk signed a 4-year deal, but who knows if he's going to make it past year two.
This is most likely a 2-year get right.
Mm-hmm.
But
and if you can't, you got paid.
Yeah, and it's establishing the standard of quarterback play again. Like, and that's what Raheem said. There's a standard of quarterback play. When I was here, there was a standard of quarterback play, and it's Matt Ryan. We have one MVP quarterback. The Falcon fans got to enjoy from 08 to 2017 top tier quarterback play for a decade. And yeah, Matt fell off, but it's like he was still average at worst.
Right.
And it was like, nah, we got to move on. We moved on and we saw what quarterback hell looked like. And it's like, I don't want no part of that no more.
Mm-mm.
And it's like, that's what got Art fired too. And Terry was, Terry got a 5-year deal. This is year 4. Terry couldn't be bullshitting that quarterback neither, or he would
no. be gone. He wasn't going with it.
Mm-mm.
He hit on Bates. He got to follow it up with a quarterback.
Yeah, so it's like, and Kirk the best one. Mm-hmm. He was the best option. Whatever rookie they would have gotten, they weren't getting to the top three. I'm glad that pipe dream is over. Everybody was like, just trade up.
Oh, it's thank cool. goodness.
Nobody
you trade up now. Trade up now. Go get Marvin Harrison.
Say it one more time for the people.
Trade up now and get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Junior. Yeah, I was about to say, you better add that Junior on there because I don't know. It's like,
boy,
Candyman. Like you can't be saying that name too many times without the Junior on the end.
Yes, sir. You're right. You are definitely right about that because that man, the senior, was a man.
He'll find his podcast.
Yeah. Brother, would you trade 2 first round picks for Marvin Harrison Jr.?
We're not getting into that, baby. We ain't there yet. This free agency. We're going to talk about that later. We're going to talk about that later.
I just want the best for these boys. And I don't think nobody in this draft is touching him.
I know. We're going to get into draft talk later because I got some spicy takes. I got some spicy ones. But yeah, I mean, look. We got Kirk. I saw a graphic showing quarterback accuracy from between 2021 and 2023. It had Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke at the bottom. And they had Kirk up there with Mahomes, Rodgers, Stafford. Like, it's like, bro, we was in hell.
Mm-hmm.
We knew it.
Top five offensive quarterback producer.
Kirk, bro.
Kirk
got Justin Jefferson. It's not like Justin Jefferson's not talented, but how many times Justin Jefferson got to do something difficult? When he got to make a play, it's when he got to do some Justin Jefferson shit. But routine,
exactly. That
ball just on his hands. You run a good route, I'm going to hit you. Don't worry about it.
I'll tell you this. Who was the third receiver last year for the Falcons? The number three receiver, what did you call him? Kadarius Hodge. You know who Kadarius Hodge is on the Vikings or was as far as targets?
Who?
And production? Oh. Either KJ Osborne or Addison.
Or Jordan Addison, yeah. I was about to say, yeah, it was Justin Jefferson, KJ Osborne, Addison, and then TJ Hockenson. And TJ Hockenson put my fantasy team on his back.
Eat.
Y'all want Kyle Pitts to produce? Go look at what TJ Hockenson did for weeks.
KJ Osborne was an unknown before Kirk Cousins.
Yep. Yeah, bro. Like it's such a fit. He's accurate. And it's like now they done added Darnell Mooney, which Darnell Mooney's not a wide receiver one. Which none of us are saying Darnell Mooney's at number one. But you just added you added Jordan Addison with 4.3 speed. Jordan Addison don't got 4.3 speed, but he was eating with Kirk.
Mm-hmm. As a rookie.
And so it's like Kirk's not fazed by a smaller receiver. Where it's like Arthur Smith's whole scheme was, I need big targets. You see, they just traded Deontay Johnson.
Got him out of there.
We barely get into the new league year and are already getting small, fast receivers out of here. And so it's like, you got Drake about to eat. Drake probably going to get 150 targets. And that's the other part. We finally got a quarterback, like you said, who can matriculate down the field. We were top three and three and outs.
Thank you.
You can't produce. We begging for 30 points when the offense going three and out half the game.
And don't factor in the turnovers.
You go three and out or you turn the ball over, you got maybe 2 or 3 scoring drives.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the thing with Kirk and this offense as well, this offensive build, I don't know what it's going to look like. It's probably going to look like a similar scheme to L.A. And I'm interested to see if they'll keep some of the things like the running game that they had, you know, in the previous years, being that they dealing with the same, you know, rough, you know, skeleton of an offense after Arthur Smith has left. I want to see if they continue that zone. Did we keep Keith Smith? You were still running 2-back sets?
Yeah, I think Keith Smith's still here. I don't think they would call it.
Was he a Pro Bowler last year?
Keith Smith?
Did I miss that?
Your fullback?
Yeah. I know he made the Pro Bowl recently.
I mean, hold up. You caught me with a Google real quick. I was about to say he's never been to a Pro Bowl.
Okay, I gave him too much credit. My bad.
Yeah, I said, wait, confidently. I missed it. But yeah, no, he's still on the team. But yeah, I mean, Keith Smith, fine. They're gonna go get a speed running back.
How fast is fast? Speed running back.
Faster than Bijan. I'm talking about like threatening fast. Like Bijan just all around, just he could do it all good. Like he 85 and above on everything. I'm talking about, I don't give a damn if this running back run through the tackles. If he get his little swing route or he get a toss or a little screen, like Jahmyr Gibbs, I ain't running him through the tackles. That was what David Montgomery is for. But he in space, it might be six.
So you're running three back sets?
No, you just need a running back. Like I don't know how much Avery is gonna be back. I mean, it's different coaching staff. And you coming off injury, like I don't know there, but it's like, yeah, Bijan is not explosively fast. We know Algier's not explosively fast, and Cordero's gone. So it's like you need that replacement for Cordero. And so it's like that's not gonna be some AJ Dillon type.
We got a bet on the table.
Oh yeah, what was our bet? Damn, $5. What was our bet?
Mm-hmm. Who we gonna draft? Who we need to draft? Because he's going to run under that 40.
Oh.
He's going to run under a 4-5.
Malachi. When's his pro day? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We need to be aware of it because got money on the table, baby.
I'm glad you hold me to it. Hold on, Western Kentucky pro day. We're not supposed to be talking about the draft, but hey, keep me accountable. Western Kentucky, March 26th. All right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mark them. But yeah, and like
clock's ready. It's gonna be 4-5 on the dot. Push.
No, that's a win for me.
No, that's a 4-5.
We need 4. I said 4-4-9 and under. Yeah, 4-5.
You're gonna get a 4-4-9-7.
Round that thing up. But yeah, like that's the thing, bro. Like, I'm mad they missed out on Danielle Hunter. Danielle Hunter going to the Texans. I ain't mad. They came in second. They offered him, you know, 3 years, 75. He took 2 years, 48 to go to the crib. He went to the crib. The Texans don't pay state taxes, and you get to go back to free agency in 2 years versus three. So it's like he get another chance at the deal at 31. Yeah, bro. Like
after playing on the opposite side of the Terminator.
Exactly. You get to play on – they got Danico Autry on that line now, too. They're going to be playing with leads. So it's like the numbers he puts up, he probably going to put up another 25 to 30 sacks over the next 2 years.
Yeah, that's another next year, huh?
Mm-mm. So it's like that's another big bag. So I'm not mad. I mean, Falcons missed, but shoot, I'm still expecting Khalil Mack to come sniffing and checking out the Falcons. You know, we got Jay Rogers on the staff. He's been with – Khalil since Chicago. He was with Khalil in L.A. Come on. Come holler at me. You already know. You get Khalil Mack. I think that's a good consolation prize. He just put up 17 sacks last year. We ain't talking about a bum.
Who put up 17 sacks?
Sir Mack.
He's still dominant in this league. You know, he way out there, so I don't be seeing him.
He not peaked all pro, but he 17 not
sacks. That's more than what we had over here.
Our best sack artist had 6.5. That was old man Calais. Go ahead, yeah. Bring Khalil Mack back. I still got Ebiketie. I mess around, get Dallas Turner at 8 or Jared Verse at 8. Yeah, bro.
Like, I'm flip-flopping on both of them. I'll take both, either one of them.
Now you see, it's like whenever you watch, it's like, okay, I like him more. It's like, I don't care. You get one of them at 8. let's rock out. Let's go eat.
Crushing.
So, yeah, like I think I love the Kirk signing. I was very off board, but I got on board quickly just considering the options. Like you put a bag of quarterbacks together. I'm not grabbing Kirk.
Facts.
Like I think we all agree, but of my options, the best quarterback is Kirk. Justin Fields is the best runner. He's the best athlete. He would have been the cheapest one.
We don't need that.
But we don't need that. He's Mariota. I did that 2 years ago. Like, I don't need that. And it's like, and if we want to be honest, Russell Wilson not better than Desmond Ridder right now.
Russell Wilson not better than Kirk with a jiggly foot.
He not better than Taylor Heineke. If we're being honest, so it's like, I would have been fine if they did it, but it would have just been like, all right, now I'm looking at the draft. Like, I hope somebody falls to 8, or I hope they move up or something. Now it's like, you could chill. Let somebody else get thirsty, and you know, a stud falls to you. So, right. But man. Now they're talking, you know, word on the street is, you know, they are going after Danielle Hunter. You know, they're going to add an edge rusher, and apparently they're looking at the corners. You got to replace Okuda. I like Clark Phillips. I don't like him on the edge. I like D. Alford. Mm-hmm. I don't like him on the edge. So if they can get a CB2, which I don't know who. Because you got to pay AJ. So it's like, do you go money at CB2? Do you go after somebody like Kendall Fuller, who was a good CB2 for Washington, but is 30? Do you go in that? I mean, we just did that with Casey Hayward.
Yeah. Damaged goods.
Yeah. So. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see. You know,
I go a young boy at CB2. A young lengthy corner. And I know we keep bringing up that Ridley pick. I'd pick him there. That'll give us, 2 seconds? Would that give us 2 seconds?
We're not getting a second, man. They're going to wait until if the Jags bring Ridley back at 401,
we get a third. So we got 2/3.
Yep.
I'll take it. Rocky Alpha was a third, wasn't he? No, he was second.
Second, yeah. They went.
Yeah.
Yep, back to back.
We got a Jalen. Was that Jalen in the third?
Jalen was the second.
Dang, I'm trying to. Have we had a good third round corner?
Boy. Ooh.
I'm trying to think.
The legend, Chris Owens.
San Jose State. Oh, that's funny. He about to lay one out there.
He picked T.O. off. I don't care what nobody say. I'm going to give that young man his credit.
That's funny.
But, yeah, I mean – if that's the thing. It's like, you know, it gets thin. It's going to get thin quick. Like, because we need an outside corner. Like, if we need a nickel, cool. But you need that. You need 6 feet. You need 6 feet, 6'1".
I'd like us to go Dallas Turner at 8, though, for real, bro.
I'm not mad.
He went to St. Thomas Aquinas.
What's that mean? Tell the people what that mean.
A boy from Florida. A good football player down there. And he went to the Tide. A good stop. RTR.
I mean, yeah. Like, that's the thing. It's
private,
like
private school. He ain't going to get in trouble.
You believe that?
You know, Roll Tide.
You believe that?
Got faith in the young man. That's a powerhouse, brother.
I ain't mad. But yeah, I think Kendall Fuller your best bet at a corner. don't know, man. Because it's like, I don't know how confident they are in their scheme, how confident they are in Alford and Clark Phillips. I mean, they were talking about being in on Lajarius Sneed, which shocked me because it's like, where are you getting the money from to pay? You got to pay Sneed, AJ, and Jesse. But
they trying to lock it down.
They said we are going for it.
Yeah, if you get Sneed, those are Super Bowl aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're gonna have to pay him, like you said. He ain't coming here on no little bitty chump change.
Mm-mm.
Is he even from Georgia to get a hometown discount?
Lajarius,
that's your best bet. Unless their agents are cool.
He's from Minden, Louisiana. He went to La Tech.
He'd probably go to the Saints before he go to us. Mm-hmm. The Saints had to put him on layaway.
He ain't gonna give us a discount if he come here. Well, he closer to Dallas. He might be a Cowboys fan.
Cowboys ain't done nothing this offseason. Somebody said they signed Cat Williams.
Cat. But yeah. That's where you, I mean, it's going to be interesting. The rumors talk about Akilah Witherspoon. He was with the Rams. I mean, he's 6'2", 200 with 4.5 speed, 4.4, 4.5 speed. I wouldn't be mad. He played 1,000 snaps. He was with the Niners. Like, that's one of those signings where it's like, I'm not mad. It ain't fun, but I'm not mad. And then it's like, you know, my question then turns to who's my safety across from Jesse? Because if it's still Richie and I'm playing split safety looks, I ain't excited. If it's Helms, I don't want him that deep all the time. So I'm not excited. So then it's like, all right, are you looking at safety in the second?
Get you a big nickel.
That's Sneed. Sneed plays that star role.
Is he 6'2"? He's 6'2"?
He's 6'1".
Yeah, he's a big boy.
They were putting him on everybody out there in Kansas City. Spag said, I have a Lajarius. I mean, he hemmed up. He went from hemming up Tyreek to hemming up Kittle at times, I think. Like, they were throwing that man on everybody. But, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, that's where I get stuck is on the defense. Like, the defense still not legit, but it's not like it's a lot of answers in free agency. But, I mean, hell, it's just we just in the tampering period. Like, we ain't even – we ain't got nowhere.
Who's gonna start at Mike if we running a 30?
Yep.
Mike and Matt.
That's you. You answer it. I don't know. Who the resident linebacker?
Is the legend? Is he gonna be second string this year?
Somebody's not gonna be starting in that linebacker room.
It's going to be interesting. Young Troy.
Somebody's not going to be a starter. And good luck to him.
Yeah.
I know Caden's starting.
That's my point.
I'll tell you that. I know Caden's starting. And then from there, Troy, the young man Nate. Let me introduce you to this young man Nate.
Is he on the fringes?
No, he's gonna get a fair shot. It helps that he got a whole new staff, so nobody got any. Caden go get it because Caden better than he's the best one out of the three.
Right.
But Troy going to be ready to cover. That's the only
way he is.
That's the only way he beats Lamon out because Lamon was filling gaps. Lamon was shooting his gun. Lamon wasn't missing.
Sideline to sideline.
Yep.
We got a good problem. We got a problem we haven't had in a long time.
Actual linebackers. We long way from Joplo and Warlow.
Boy,
oh, 09 again? No, they were 2014, 2013, 2014.
Man, we're in the depths.
I'll take you to some bad defense.
Where Jock come from? Texas State?
Yep. Texas Southern. I think. Yeah. Ooh-wee. High top Jock. Hey, those young men made their dreams come true. They made it to the league. So
there you go.
That's all that matters. And started. You can't take it away from them.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. I don't know, man. The defense kind of made me nervous. I wouldn't be surprised if they go all defense in the draft.
I would love that. Give Kirk a filthy defense?
Mm-hmm.
On top of all these weapons? That's how you win. Kirk, in this case, is Joe Flacco.
2012 Flacco?
Super Bowl Flacco.
Mm-hmm. 2012 Flacco, yeah. I mean, I can see that. Like, think about you go get Curtis Samuel or Tyler Boyd. Josh Reynolds. Like, KJ Osborne.
Bringing that built-in chemistry already.
Yeah. Then that way it's like, now my wide receivers 1, 2, and 3 are set. Tight end, set. Running back 1 and 2, set. So I really kind of don't have to go offense in the draft. And I go Dallas Turner at 8. Tavondre Sweat at 43. I go give me a corner in the third, a safety in the third. Yeah, I can see that.
Terry is cooking.
I can see that. Because it's like, I'm just looking at the free agents left on defense, and it's just like, ooh, I ain't really excited about nobody. Like, you might as well bring Bud back. If the edge rusher's left,
facts.
Your best player is probably Clowney. I doubt he comes here. Za'Darius Smith.
Bring back Devondre. You do that.
Yeah, I mean, it's thin. Like, it was all in for Danielle Hunter. Again, Khalil Mack. You mess around and get Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. And or. Then it's like, okay, you got an edge. You got edge 1. I got LB 1, 2, and 3. I got my DTs. I got my interior set. Yeah.
That would be fun. You said and? You go and with a Dallas Turner and Big Sweat?
Josh Sweat out there on the market. Like, I mean, yeah, it's some answers. It's some solutions. We just got to sit tight. But the Neil Hunter would have been fun. But, yeah, if you can get Sweat.
I think Hunter went to the best situation he could have.
I don't blame him.
No offense to the Falcons.
I don't blame him. It was some fans upset. And I'm like, bro, look, just step back and look. Where would you have gone?
To the crib.
Tax free. Imagine you spent your whole life. You grow up somewhere that didn't even have a team. They got a team and they not good. And it's like, I can go back and we can finally be good.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but that's where I'm at, man. You get Mac, you get Sweat, you get Bosa. Then really your three options, I think. Cause from there, yeah, your linebacker set is really just another corner and another safety. Falcons, hey. All right. What we got? How we looking? I don't even want to look at the opponents for 2024. We're gonna get the schedule. We're gonna do schedule release. As of the first day of the 2024 league year, What's your score prediction?
Score out of 100?
Record prediction, my bad.
Record prediction. Oh, yeah. For 2024, mm-hmm. as we stand now.
That you know you got Kirk. Roster, you got Kirkin and Mooney.
Problem is, we don't have enough receivers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you beat somebody with two receivers. We're not counting Van Jefferson. Is he still on the team?
He a free agent. But assume you just add a mid. Just put Matt Collins at wide receiver two.
Mm-hmm. Well, just leave him out. He's going to show up barefoot.
You make you mean choice.
Right now, I give us. We don't win 10 games, not with this team.
Mm-hmm.
We got too many holes.
Are we at least the holes that we've lost? Do you think Kirk makes up for and keeps us at least 7-10?
Absolutely.
So the floor ain't dropped.
No,
we ain't raised it. I'm with you.
You bring some heat in here, some weapons or some defensive presence. We're gonna speak differently, because I mean, I'm still looking at the schedule moving forward. We got some decent teams ahead of us. I know I'm just factoring it in, but I'm just saying.
I'm looking
on a blank slate.
The Bucks.
I feel like we sweep the South first of all.
Okay,
twice we get them 6 wins out the way.
There we go.
I think we're going undefeated in the division, even with this team. Buccaneers think they did something bringing Baker Mayfield back. They're going to be sorely mistaken. And then I can see it's taking at least 3 of those games that are outside of the division.
It's okay. So, 9-8 got you to the playoffs last year. I can take that. That's where I'm at. Like I was tweeting earlier. I was like, Kirk is fine. He don't make us a Super Bowl contender, but he puts you in the playoffs. Mm-mm.
Right. We just like the Hawks.
We're gonna be the 7 Seahawks, not the 10 Seahawks.
We'll get you there.
Yeah. We're gonna look good a little bit. Get you excited. Mm-hmm. We're gonna get you hot.
Get your blood going. Mm-hmm. Make you pay for them season tickets again.
Oh, yeah, bro. It was getting shaky too. That's the other reason why they had to get Kirk. They said
in here fast. The money is leaving, and a lot of the money left after they signed Kirk. It's just they don't really understand the game.
Yeah, they'll be back and be like, oh, now you want to score 30 points.
Hey, we're just going to have some new fans up in the bins. Turns up.
I might fly in.
You should consider it.
That's a long flight. But yeah, I mean, they still got work to do, but I think they are – a couple more free agents and a good draft class away from looking like the Lions last year, 2023 Lions. Because remember, nobody had the Lions. They were like, oh, okay. They were like, they might win the North, but ain't nobody have them a couple plays away from the Super Bowl.
Couple of plays, literally.
Couple of plays. They were like, you drafted a linebacker, a safety, a tight end, and a running back. All these non-premium positions.
Yeah, okay. And then you realize what role they play on the field.
Yep. And they all balled out. So I think all the talk about the Falcons is going to be on Kirk. But I think it's some moves they're going to make underneath them that I think going to be some shrewd type moves like that, where it's like, y'all weren't really paying attention. And that look like Mooney. I don't think Mooney. Yep. I wouldn't be surprised if Mooney makes a new name for himself. Because Mooney was like, bro, Mooney was so open. That's all fact. They said Mooney was the third highest ranked receiver when getting open versus man in free agency.
Mooney, good, bro. It's just he was playing the Soldier Field, all that strong wind.
Soldier, you put this boy on a fast track inside with Kirk.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Yeah, I'm with you. I think Mooney comes back and proves to the people that these skills have not left or gone wayward.
Yep. My only concern with Mooney, the first thing I thought when we signed him was, this is like when the Titans signed Harry Douglas. After Harry had that 1,000-yard receiver with Matt back in 2013. And I was like, he can go to the Titans, but he's not a 1,000-yard receiver. And Harry was out of the league in, what, 2 years? So I don't think it's that. I think it's a much better situation. But that was the same reaction I had with Kirk. Nobody want Kirk. It was like, nobody want Mooney. Then I was like, okay, I'll take that back.
Mm-hmm.
13, bro, they gave him 3 years, $13
million. Listen, brother, I'm looking at it like this. As a pro, as a vet in the game, how many years Mooney been in the league? About four?
Four. Mm-hmm.
Drake coming up on three?
Yep. Drake in his third, Pitts in his fourth, Mooney in his fifth.
Take away Drake's size and make a Mooney size. Who's better?
I mean, I can't even envision that. You robbing Drake is what makes him good, though.
You see what I'm saying? Just the ball skills in general, I feel like Mooney in a vacuum is better than Drake.
You're going too far, bro.
I feel like that. I just feel like Mooney has just been, like you said, been tethered to Justin Fields. I can see him going over 1,000 yards in this offense.
I can see that. I can see that, but I couldn't. It just depends on distribution.
You're right. I think we're going to be in more shootouts than we realize, too.
What Jordan Addison had?
He was probably like 9.
He was hurt a lot.
980. Yeah, I think he just came short of it.
Yeah, 911. I can see that. He had 100 targets.
And I was gonna say, and then he gets open. That's the difference, like with a veteran quarterback. Like they're gonna throw to the open receiver.
That boy get wide open too. Like he don't even just be open.
Yeah.
He be butt ass naked out there and Fields right. Be missing him.
Missing. And so like with Drake run routes like Drake get open like Devontae Parker.
Don't do my dog like that, Davante Adams.
Bro, don't get no separation, bro.
Davante Adams. He be getting open, bro. He just don't
Devontae
get open.
Devontae Parker, like not Davante Adams. Davante Adams is the man.
Davante Adams, you're not going. Davante Parker was last in the league 3 years straight in separation. Drake not there, bro.
How many, bro? Drake might get open, like wide open off a corner once every 10 routes.
No, bro. He be open, bro. You gave me homework. Drake be open.
That's why I was calling him slow.
He is slow.
He be having folks right in his hip pocket like they playing basketball for real.
He be slow and then like, give it to you. But that's why I think they need to sign like a vet. Like, not like an old grizzled vet, but like, you remember how when we got Sanu?
Right.
They need one of them. Because it's like they've been out here with ass at quarterback. Mariota can't teach him nothing. Ritter can't teach him nothing because he barely know the game. Heineken can't teach him nothing because he be holding on for dear life to his NFL career. So it's like they haven't had any. And then you got a quarterback as your receivers coach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I think I agree. I get what you're saying with Mooney because it's like Mooney at least been coached. Mooney got to learn from Allen Robinson on how to run routes. Like he got to.
And he showed you that he could do it.
Mm-hmm. So, like, I get what you're saying, but it's like.
You don't think you go 1,000? We get 3,000-yard receipt pass catchers?
Mm-mm. I think.
Not with Bijan?
Like, that, again, see, that's what I'm saying. It's like you got Drake, Pitts, Bijan before we get into Mooney. Mooney going to go. But Mooney going to have one of those. Yeah, he going to have one of them, like, you know, 50 catches for 900-yard type seasons. Where it's like he gonna sniff it because he's gonna have big plays, but he's not gonna get it because he's not gonna get enough targets. Drake
probably gonna get like 10. He's gonna get like 10-10.
Yeah. Drake gonna have like
I'll get Drake 12.
I give him 1,200-1,300 yards. I think Pitts puts up 70 catches, 900 yards.
I think Pitts goes to 11. I think he get loose.
I don't know yet. I want to see him. I want to see him do it. But it's just because it's just the frame of the offense where it's like we running 11 now. And so I don't know how much they're going to put Pitts in receiver, how deep they're going to send them.
Speaking of 11, who's going to be the number two tight end?
Charlie Warner. They signed him.
They did?
Blocking tight end.
They signed him for real?
They signed Kirk, and then they signed Charlie Warner. That was the second.
I saw the highlight. I didn't know we signed him. Mm-hmm. So you know where we're going in the draft. Mm-hmm. They're leading it up. They're teeing it up for you.
That young man out of UGA.
And it's not Bill Belichick, but you can call him Double B.
Double B's up. Hey, you know what? I teed the people up. Just wait till we get to our draft preview. We're going to leave it on that. I don't even want to. We're going to leave that for the draft preview.
That would be perfect for Kirk. That'd be perfect for him.
He can run it
just like Tom.
He had one Viking in TJ Hockenson. You might as well get him another one.
And you got your X. Mooney can run the X. I mean the Z. You got your Z. You got your X.
I've been there, brother. Welcome to the club. I don't see 10 players in this draft better than that young man. At 8, I got Neighbors, Odunze, Dallas Turner, and Brock Bowers sitting right there. Any of those four, and the opponent has hell to deal with.
You do.
He blue chip. He is blue chip. I don't care. Looks like you take another tight end in the top 10. I'm taking a star in the top 10. I'm not going to just take another position. I want a star.
And a dog.
What's that coming down the track?
We ain't going down that route.
Oh, man. We can wrap it up, baby. I see you in 1 week. We're going to have a week of recap. We're going to see what this roster looks like in a week. So we're a 9-win team right now. We're going to see. We're going to measure it. 9-win team. 1 week after the agency, we're going to see what it looked like, and then we're going to see what it looks like after the draft. I like it.
NFC South sweeps. We ain't losing to the Bucks this year. Sorry.
Sweep the Panthers.
Panthers out the questions. Panthers out of the question. The Aints done lost their magic in Big J-Mo.
We're going to go 5-1 because the Saints cheat. I get it. I get it. Credit. They buy the refs in New Orleans, bro. Those refs are paid off.
All right, brother. Let's go and wrap this up. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. This has been another excellent episode of King's Landing. My brother, thank you for joining me. Go follow him at @_TheKing_Jared King. And follow your boy, Brian King, at KingHead57 on all platforms. Peace.
We out.